Blog Talk Radio.
Called Doves When Doves Cry. I guess doves are actually crying today. A lot of people crying.
Anybody notice that China passed away on Rick Rude's death anniversary?
What?
Wow.
Come on, crazy.
It's like last week, Balls Mahoney.
Balls Mahoney passed away.
Yeah, right when we were doing this show.
Yeah, that was weird.
And when we was talking to America, and
like
when
America.
Yeah, she idolizes China so much, and wow.
And we were just talking about this, right?
Right.
See her last video? I mean, the one she did?
And drug overdose. She had on and off had drug issues. We seen her on Celebrity Rehab once or twice. And then get her ass kicked by Jody Buttafuoco on Celebrity Boxing. She got thrown around. Which made caused a black eye to WWE talent that ended up putting her over and had to sell for China and except for Joey Buttafuoco.
Well, Buttafuoco was a low life, yeah, that's okay. I mean, you consider him a low life since he had sex with a 16-year-old. He was like 40 something.
Today's been like a sad day, honestly.
Yeah.
In wrestling. And celebrity, in a celebrity world, I mean, not only did you lose China, but you also lost Prince, like.
Really, I thought both of these things was a hoax at first. I said, no way.
Yeah, especially the China thing. I was like, okay, China's not dead. It's publicity. She, you know, she's alive, but she's actually gone.
Uh-huh.
Now I have to
say this. Wrestling gets criticized for wrestlers dying young and dying of drug overdose, but she was so far removed from the WWE and American wrestling overall.
No, not really. That was the downfall right there of WWE right there. Once Triple H was creeping with Stephanie in the storyline and started cheating on China, and made it official that he was dumping China for Stephanie, and that's when China lost power in the company and refused to do the JOB to, I think it was Lita that time, to put over for the belt, and she just left.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. When
yeah.
was the last time she actually wrestled in America?
TNA.
And how long ago? That was like what?
That was 5 years
that
ago.
That was.
Yeah,
5 years.
She
yeah.
fought remote from
Sacrifice.
Wrestling.
Actually, you may would have made 5 years for Sacrifice. Because I think she did the angle with Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
In Kern. I want to say that was 10 years ago. It might have been. It might have been a little later.
But, you know, I mean, you can't really say wrestling was responsible for, you know, for this death, you know.
No, what I said, WWE right there, that's what turned her life upside down right there, that she went to Vince McMahon about Triple H and Stephanie and relationships, so... That's what. Never go there to the boss about relationship problems.
2011.
Yeah.
Especially when your boss's daughter is dating your ex boyfriend. That's like kind of a bad thing to talk about.
Yeah, Triple H did it to get ahead.
But there's some positive things. His one match that I saw of China. One match. Kind of like really stood out with me. It wasn't in America. It was in Japan. New Japan Pro. She wrestled Masahiro Chono in a match.
Yeah,
I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, that match was. I got that match wasn't bad. You know, he did go easy on her. I got me out here on that. You know, but it wasn't that bad of a match.
Right, and Tanahashi actually put over her. Also, when he was young in the business, also in Japan.
Well,
but she was.
I think she never felt happy.
Yeah, she.
She was always. You know.
Right. But it wasn't nothing negative about her when she was in Japan. But once she left Japan, that's when she went back to a drug habit again. Even with the sex tape with, you know, Sean Walkman and stuff and all of this. She was in porno industry.
Yeah. She won an award while she was in it, in the porn industry, you know. They gave her a little trophy
thing. One night
thing.
In China. One night in China.
Yeah.
The night
I'm not
going to
say what that
trophy
was made of, but... I'm not gonna say what that trophy was in shape like, but they gave it to her, which is pretty. I don't know. It's pretty wild. That's how they. I guess that's how they do in the adult industry. But I also remember her as for Latino Heat with Eddie Guerrero. That was entertaining. And
that
was pretty
good.
I remember her with Mark Henry. Mark Henry was dating her a little.
Oh yeah, that was right at my my old job at Omni Hotel at Shula's Steakhouse too. They was doing the filming there with the with some of the parts of them going to the limo and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she, you know, she didn't want to be preferred to join Laura. She said, call me China. And I said, come on, this is, we know it's a work. And
well,
all of a sudden, you know, Triple H was being a dick during that time. Said, you do sure have something else to do, don't you?
Oh yeah, I heard Triple H I heard that he was not really throwing to the fans, from what I hear, from different people. He's like the Hulk Hogan, but not as bad.
Yeah, but during that time, he was just a talent right there.
Oh.
Right, and he may have been a dick, you know, outside, you know.
So what memories y'all have of China?
I'm still lost for words.
Yeah.
Like, we just lost Boz Mahoney, Doris Roberts, China, and Prince.
Right.
Like, the hell?
Yeah, both him and Axel, wow, this year.
Prince of Vanity this year.
Well,
on your brighter side, Eddie has his mamacita back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, here's a question for the both of you. How would China fare today in the TNA, TNA knockout division, and in a newly formed, which I love the new name of it, WWE Women's Division? How would she fare? They should do good or bad?
I'll say average, yeah. She would be average, yeah.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Like, legit sad.
What?
She had a good
thing. And surprisingly, that, you know, Stephanie sent her condolences and stuff, even though they don't want her in, they don't want her back in that company.
Or in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I guess, you know, Triple H don't want his kids to remember that he was in a relationship with someone else, yeah.
Well, guess what? He was. Move on.
Yeah.
I actually sussed her out on Twitter today.
Really?
Yeah. I have the postings, like, everywhere. I accidentally fucked Triple H and take her from China, so why she sending her condolences? I got crazy. Cause I felt like
and then also her,
like.
Yeah, her management also, you know, they handle her Twitter.
Who handle her Twitter?
Her management team agent, yeah.
Oh yeah, a lot of famous people got other people handling Twitter. A lot of people did.
Yeah, she's been known showing events on and off also, even with MCW, but she came back to make up the date for MCW.
But yeah, MB Gall, she was a trailblazer for women in wrestling. She was.
Yeah, fight wrestling men.
Yeah. But current thing, I would love to see the match with her versus Jacqueline. You know, Jackie? Jacqueline?
Yeah.
AKA Miss Texas. That would have been a good match, but they never wrestled. I would love to see that.
I thought she was going to work with. Right. That would have been good also. I thought Nicole Bass was going to actually work with China when she came in.
So Nicole Bass messed her stuff up big time. You know,
yeah.
Claim about sexual harassment and all that.
Yeah, but Nicole Bass actually, you know, kind of messed up China's gimmick some with the muscle because she was more muscular than her and bigger than her.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, she's my friend on Facebook, and she sent her condolences to China.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't really fault, you know, what happened between her and Triple H and Stephanie, that little love triangle thing. Breaking up is hard to do for anybody, you know. And no, it's not good either way. It's no such thing as a good breakup. Somebody always gets hurt in it, you know. And it just happens that China got hurt. It's just one of those things. It's bad how it went down, but breaking up is always bad. I don't care who it is. I don't care how long you've been with somebody or anything. It's hard to do. It's hard to go through.
Even Tammy Lynn Sinch to this day is, she is like that since Chris Candido passing, and she haven't been the same since.
Yeah, she's battling with drug addiction too.
On and off, then going to court appearances, messing them also, having DUIs, and she's doing porn also now.
Really?
Yeah, doing porn and charging people for Skype.
Skype,
I mean,
and all that.
Yeah.
I
don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since what? I got my picture taken for her 2011 WrestleMania 27 Atlanta. I met her. When she got inducted to the Hall of Fame, she looked amazing.
Right.
But now I don't know how she looks now.
She's okay. Definitely, I follow her on Facebook. And her Nicolette Ring. Walker, that I interviewed, manager on the indie scene, she's actually best friends with Tammy Lynn Sinch. They live together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually out in the background listening to our interview, eating pizza.
Whoa. Wow. So, hey, Romeo.
Yeah.
What question for you? Who would you, if China was, you know, was still wrestling today? Who would you want to see her wrestle? I would love to see her wrestle against Awesome Kong. That would have been a good match.
Kong is best thing, but before we get to that, I have some breaking news for y'all. Y'all ready?
Okay. Ready.
Samoa Joe is your new NXT World Heavyweight Champion.
No way. It's about freaking time.
Something to watch the
wow.
NXT. To tune in to NXT on Daily Network.
Congrats. That deserves a round of applause. Samoa Joe, I would love
wow.
See him get onto to the main roster. You know,
hey, don't rush right now. You don't need no rush right now. He don't. One of that, we don't need enough, no more barrier of other talent on the main roster.
Do y'all know what this quite possibly mean, though?
What?
AJ wins the gutter back at Payback, Bullet Club reunites.
Finn Balor. Finn, yep.
AJ wins. AJ
Finn
right
Balor.
Now is my favorite wrestler in the WWE right now.
Yep, he was in Bullet Club also. Finn Balor, the leader.
And let's not forget, Triple H is very good on Amber Gallows right now.
Mm-hmm.
But,
the only thing Vince get the final say, and it's her age also that's in the way also. She's 41.
Ooh. Yeah, that's kind of like up there for a wrestler. You know, you only see a select handful of people wrestling after they're 45. Only a select few.
No, Vince. No, it's Vince. It's the dirty mentality of age. You gotta be there when you in your 20s. You can still be there when you get older and in your 30s, but it's a limit that they, you know, they push them out, and when they get phase them out more when they get a little bit more older past their 30s.
Man, this year, like, wrestling. How old are Dudley Boys? They're in their 40s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, they get an exception.
Yeah, a big name.
Okay.
Name value.
I was about to say something. What was I about to say? To answer Thomas's question, I would love to see China, and this is going to sound weird, but China and Sasha Banks sound like it could have been like a pretty solid match. China and Beth Phoenix.
That even better. Beth Phoenix, yeah.
So many, you know. Who else could I have seen China with? Me personally, I've always wanted to see China and Jazz.
Yes. That would have been, that definitely would have been a good match. Whoa. Definitely. I like the way you think. Definitely.
Because if you really look at it, China was like, Jazz was ECW's version of China. Like, I'm going to be biased and I'm going to say fuck Asia from WCW.
She was too drained, yeah. Coming off the power plant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was just a thrown together gimmick.
I'm Jazz in China. Oh, my goodness. That would have been a good match. That had a potential of being something classic.
You also had Midnight at WCW also, another bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about her.
Yep.
Yeah, Melissa Coates was also a bodybuilder, but she was in the Daily Developmental, and they wasn't interested in her. They let her go that time.
Men-wise, who can I see China wrestling with? Men-wise.
Kennedy. I want to see him wrestle Mr. Kennedy. I want my CEO wrestling Eric Young.
Oh,
You know, those guys, I want, you know, those two guys that come to my mind.
I'll put her, she could have been on Lucha Underground.
Oh, yeah. They would have used her right, too. They would definitely used her. Yeah, Johnny Mundo is a champion. He won a championship a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Mundo, yeah, he was Johnny Mundo. She could have had something with Eva Lee, so, yeah.
Or even Taya.
Yeah.
Is it me, or does Taya remind y'all so much of Melina right now? But I remember Taya in Mexico, and she's nothing like how she is now.
I don't remember. I never saw her in Mexico, so I couldn't really give you an answer on that one. But I take your word for it.
So I just and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get blocked for saying this by, you know, Triple H on them. I really feel like that they just put this belt on Samoa Joe to distract us from China.
Nah, I don't think so.
You never know.
This is NXT. This is a stage, and Triple H has been a big supporter of Samoa Joe since the Ring of Honor.
But you don't find it ironic that he does it at a house show the night China dies? When he could have won it at NXT Dallas?
Unless it's tape, yeah. They
No, this is a house show.
Yeah. I think they're gonna have another rematch for a live NXT. You understand, this is NXT. Vince have no say in booking or creativity. It's Triple H and a couple writers.
Yep, you're right on that. Quick question.
Anything, any booking and storylines can happen, can change on House of we've seen it before in the past, in the business.
Well, my timeline is, there she go. I found her. I was looking for America.
Can anyone tell me how long Shane McMahon's going to be with WWE? Because right now, I'm enjoying him big time. I mean, the fans are still talking about what he did at WrestleMania. I mean, he is still the talk of one of the top topics in wrestling right now. How long is he going to be with WWE? I hope he's with WWE by the time Raw comes to Baltimore on May 23rd. I still want to see him.
Aren't they in talks of a brand split?
They're talking about it, yeah. But I don't think it's going to work, personally. They're all talking about the brand split. They're all talking about
it's
that.
It's not going to happen.
About that.
You don't think it's going to happen?
Won't happen, nope.
I don't want it to happen, personally.
It fell twice.
I like
it's
how
not
it went down.
Happen. No more two world belts.
Two world belts came like a complete year later.
And some of the ones from NXT is up right now because of Vince, Corbin's up because of his size. Also, Cass, because of his size, also and end zones, mic skills. Vince McMahon liked the size, also even with U-Haul Nation, also with Cruz. He's jacked up.
Yep. Now, who here is not enough for Cesaro? Cesaro is, I mean, he's getting popular. He doesn't have the mic skills, but fans know wrestling. He knows how to wrestle, so fans like him. So the guy is, I say right now, one of the best athletes in the WWE right now. The guy could do it all. I mean, he was fighting Kevin Owens in this past Monday on Raw. He did a springboard uppercut, and it was wow, it was great.
Right.
I like AJ Styles.
This is not the first time it happened. This happened in Ring of Honor. He known for his best work in Ring of Honor with Kevin Owens and others.
Oh yeah, Ring of Honor is rooting ground for wrestlers right now. I mean, I'm surprised Jay Lethal didn't pick up yet. He's been a champion for Ring of Honor for almost a year now.
Right, he resigned. They gave him a decent deal.
You think the War Machine gonna stay in Ring of Honor for long, or they gonna go to another? They gonna jump ship, go to someplace else?
What else to go? Right now, WWE, TNA is broke.
Yeah.
Speaking of TNA being broke, have they found a buyer yet?
Huh?
Have they found a buyer yet?
They talking to buyers, and several of them turned Dixie down, and one is called Aerolex, a company that the Harris boys work at, the Harris twins. And that's really
they
behind the scenes in TNA with their production company that's from Aerolex. And they right now paying for costs for TNA talent to do TNA tapings.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing right there that they trying to buy the majority of the company, but Dixie wants them to get 49%, not 51%. But she don't have no say in that now because she have no choice. Either take it or they going down the tubes at Pop TV canceling them.
Decisions.
And
they keep making the wrong decisions.
Right, and also that hopefully that the Pop TV executive, Brad Schwartz, says he's Jewish. They were talking about the Harris boys having swastika tattoos somewhere on Twitter.
No,
if he see that, it could be even worse.
Boy, I didn't know how they're surviving so long. I mean, they have, people say cats have nine lives. They use them
because,
their nine lives
because her mother and daddy put money in it. They stopped for the last 3 years. Panda Energy no longer associated with TNA. That's it right there, and they're not getting TV deals, getting paid from TV networks. They barely getting paid by Pop TV. They're just revenue ads, but they will get more money for revenue ads if their ratings was higher. It's still not basically looking good with Pop TV because they took away the replay. And move it to Saturday morning.
I still need to catch up on TNA. I'm just catching up to the fact that the decree of the tag team champions. DK. That's their name, right? DK, right?
Yeah, DK.
Let me tell you, speaking of the DK, so I was recently watching some clips from Smash Wrestling, and Rosemary, you know, Courtney Rush, and Cherry Bomb, a.k.a. Lauren Dennis, had a very hot feud.
Right.
Like, to the point where they were actually the main event of a 12-card show.
Whoa. Wow, that's pretty deep.
And on the, you know, on the pre-show, like, Courtney was pre-Rosemary for the show. Because she went to, like, the Daphne gimmick where, if you remember when Daphne's hair got cut? That was kind of like Courtney's gimmick, just one step more. I would love to see now Courtney, well, Rosemary and Daphne came up somehow.
Right. In which TNA fucked up Daphne's wrestling career right there with a post-concussion syndrome, right there with the unexperienced Rosie Ladalove.
Mm-hmm.
And some other thing, involved hardcore style or something, and she got hurt there also. And that was it right there. Even though Rosie Ladalove lost weight and she's now, you wouldn't even recognize her now wrestling.
Andrea,
yeah.
Or, what was her name recently on? Yeah, I think it was or Katie Lee.
Right.
Or Mary Kate, that's her name. Because she was actually on the episode of NXT not too long ago, losing to Emma.
Right. And definitely Tessa Blanchard was on NXT the other week, and they did a good job mentioning her about, you know, third generation wrestler, Tully Blanchard, daughter.
Yeah, they built her up nice.
Right. And that's the part with Triple H right there. He knows what he's doing, but once they go to the main roster, it's another story.
Yeah. But when do you think... Now, we still don't know how long Shane's going to be back, but when do you think Vince McMahon's going to step down and let his, you know, his children and
Triple H
running?
That'll be a long time until, I guess, Vince McMahon get real ill or something, or until the day he dies.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's doing good shit. The guy is built. He's like 70 years old now.
Yeah.
And he's
on
built like
fitness.
Man. Yeah. He's taking care. He's staying in shape.
The whole family is Shane, Stephanie, Triple H.
So, what do you think is going to happen at Payback?
At Payback.
I believe Bullet Club comes in formation with a new name.
I think Bullet Club might screw AJ Styles. They might screw him over and get Roman Reigns get to, you know, still be champion. But I'd love to see AJ get the belt eventually.
I think what's going to happen was, you know, AJ, they're going to urge AJ to pin maybe Roman Reigns, but AJ refused, and he start fighting them back, and then all of a sudden they start jumping AJ.
Man, that could happen. So what's going on? Kevin Owens has been on like a losing streak lately. So what do you think he'll get on his losing streak? And I don't want to see him get buried. Because right now, TNA, I mean, I'm enjoying WWE right now. I am. You know, they have a lot of things to happen. Because they got a lot of wrestlers coming, you know. Come over from Japan and other places. A lot of possibilities.
Right.
So, you know, AJ can wrestle against a lot of people. I mean, he had a match on SmackDown last week, you know, against Del Rio. AJ Styles?
I heard that match was pretty good.
It was good. Then you had Kevin Owens and D'Ambrose commentating. That was funny. That was funny. But here's what I like the WWE right now. Like, AJ Styles, he's been popular since he came from this is the Royal Rumble debut. He's been talking about him. Him and Jericho have had some class, what I could consider classic matches. Then you have New Day, and New Day going strong. Then you have this tag team tournament.
Thank you.
You know, then they got rid of finally got rid of the Divas title, got the women's title. You know, that's a good thing. So there's a lot of things. I see a lot of potential. What do you guys think? You think there's a lot of potential that can happen in WWE right now?
Yeah. Oh, you too.
I mean, more stuff can happen, you know. Like I said, you know, like y'all, like we've been talking about, you know, this man's still in charge, you know, Trey's in charge. A lot of stuff can happen, you know. But it's still a lot of potential, a lot of good things can happen.
Depends, they don't have the competition, and they. Vince don't have to worry about nothing right now because they making millions from the USA Network. That deal is getting big. The network is doing good. Those revenue streams.
Mm-hmm.
What is close to $90 million a year now for USA Network?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
you're right. There's no competition for him.
Yeah. Vince could put on, he could put on shit and half-ass his way to the next pay-per-view after that to WrestleMania and make another profit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he getting profits from NXT. I mean, that's his and Triple H profit, yeah.
Yeah. And he's everywhere now. You know, WWE's everywhere. ESPN,
right.
Fox. He got more exposure on social media.
I mean, even though it's not helping it, it's only just 400,000 views. Viewers for ESPN and stuff. It's not helping their viewership. The viewership is low as shit. They really losing viewers. They average 3.5 million viewers each week on Monday.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, since it's that
way down
from the Attitude Era.
Way too Monday Night Football get here. It could be a 1.9. They had the 2.1 last year, It could be a 1.9. That's like 2.8 million. They gotta have constantly good storylines right there. And I just hope they don't drop the boat on this AJ Styles angle after this payback.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you heard about Battleground is coming to DC in July. Pay per view.
Yeah.
That's right before SummerSlam. So I'm planning on going to Battleground. I'm definitely going to Raw May 23rd. That's no question about that. I will be at Raw. I'm not missing Monday Night Raw since they're coming to Baltimore. I've never missed a Monday Night Raw. Don't keep my streak alive. So what do you think about Dr. Phil? Why do you still keep having these guest hosts on wrestling? Most of them I don't like. Why do you keep doing this guest host thing? Yeah, Dr. Phil a couple of weeks ago. Any reason why they have any guest hosts? These celebrity people?
I don't think they're going to be that much guest hosts with Shane McMahon. If they're going to continue with Shane McMahon to this path, because a lot of people are tired of seeing, you know, Stephanie and Triple H on TV. And I guess maybe because it's like a reverse thing with the Undertaker and Shane McMahon at WrestleMania, that stipulation. Maybe Vince, they did a reversible, and you just used Shane McMahon for something fresh and stuff. And you know he's not not hogging up the TV like Stephanie and Triple H.
Yeah, you're right on that. You're definitely right on that. So next coming Tuesday, it's election day in Maryland. Bernie Sanders said he's still sticking in the race. He's not giving up. He's staying to the end.
You're damn right. He's not tapping out.
You know, he's not giving up. No, he should be. You know, he should stay there. I would never give up. I was him either.
He would have won New York if the independents would have counted right there. Those 3 million.
Right.
Independents. It should be on every in every primary, they should vote independents. It should be on every primary instead of general election.
Yeah, independents would make, they would change a lot of things if they were able to vote. It would change a lot of things. A lot of people who would lose would end up winning. But, you know, I'm Republican, so I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet. I'll probably go for John Kasich.
Yeah, he's the old school Republican. Yeah.
Yes.
The old
school,
I like. Standard, yeah. And you have Lion Ted Cruz. You have Dump the Trump. Donald the Dump Trump. He's out to lose the whole seats from the Republican side.
It's going to be interesting because him and the Republican Party are still like drawing back and forth. So the convention is in July in Cleveland, Republican convention. So anything can happen.
Even with Hillary, it could be indicted for the email.
Oh yeah, she's guilty as sin. She definitely should be indicted.
I think it's a setup. She's not showing her. Bernie, she keep ducking Bernie Sanders questions about transcripts.
Right.
She's taking money from Goldman Sachs universities, $25,000 to speak. Verizon, they got laid off 40,000 workers from Verizon. Why is she getting paid by Verizon for $300,000 for speeches?
Yep. She's full of it. What you think, Romeo? But,
I guess Romeo thinks Hillary's a bitch.
Well, right now, I'm going to Kasich. If Trump gets a nomination, I'm still going to decide I'm going to vote for him.
You never know, Linda McMahon might be his running mate. That's all I keep thinking. They got ties with the McMahons. I'm telling you that, and Bernie could be selecting Jesse Ventura. That's the dream team, right? That's the dream thing. That's the WrestleMania of all politics right there.
Mm-hmm.
Debating in the ring, Ring of Honor ring, TNA ring, WWE ring.
Oh, yeah. Jesse didn't do a bad job when he was going on Minnesota. He didn't do that bad of a job from what I hear.
And Bernie, we possibly see Bernie don't if he can do a stunner on Hillary.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like her supporters kind of remind me of Marcy Darcy from Married with Children.
They're all feminists, and we're for a lot of feminists, that's for sure.
It was that hairstyle also kind of mind me of it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she lying about everything.
She does. I cannot listen to her for 5 minutes on TV. I can't. I really can. You know, this past year, she was like, earlier this year, she was being interrogated by the people about
right.
the email. She started crying and everything. Oh, she was full of it.
I think the reason RuPaul is supporting her because of her, maybe he know that Hillary is a lesbian behind the scenes.
There's a rumor she is bi. That is a rumor behind the scenes. There's stuff coming out that she is bi. Her and Bill had, you know, they got some kinky lifestyles. That's a rumor right now. So that
yeah.
she goes both ways.
I think it's an open relationship they have.
Yes, it is. Just like Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. Because she was dating Mark Anthony, that singer.
Mm-hmm.
those liberals in Hollywood, the entertainers, they're all wacky to a large degree.
In the show, Sheila Dixon, I'm talking about corrupt. You see that disc
right.
commercial that they did to Sheila Dixon? A residence.
No, I didn't see the commercial. I didn't see it.
We've forgiven you, Sheila, for all the fur coats and all the gift cards. But we're not going to vote. We can't vote for it. We need something new.
So who you like in the city for the mayor? Who you like? I don't like any of them personally. I don't like any of them. If I had to pick one, if I had to, by default, it might be Sheila. But I don't like anybody, really. Who you like, though?
Oh, Kathleen Pugh.
Pugh? Yeah, she's in the front. She's a runner mate. She's in first place right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nick Mosley, it wasn't his time right now.
Nope.
And I had supporting him, and you know, middle school classmate, and yeah, married. You know, my wife is, you know, related. You know, that's her cousin on her father's side.
Wow! But,
not like
a small world.
They, in which they have, you know. Mosby and Mosby don't get along really. I will put that out there.
I hear that.
And I know Justin know about it. Is every Mosby for themselves?
Oh, did y'all hear? Anybody going to see Beyonce when she comes in June? They were talking, you know, they tickets are on sale, and sometimes some places are giving like 10% off of tickets and all that. So I'm just curious what kind of reception she's going to get from her Super Bowl performance, you know, because like when she was in Tampa, the Tampa police wouldn't like protect her because of her performance at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so
she used
the kind of reception she's going to get when she gets here.
Yeah, she used the Nation of Islam security.
Yeah, I heard that Farrakhan did say some good things about her. For what it's worth, you know, I'm not a fan of Farrakhan's, but he did say some good things. He said he would help out. You know, Nation of Islam would help.
Yeah, he was cussing in his speech. given him and her and Kendrick Lamar and other black entertainers, do what you want. These bitches and all. Say whatever you want in your music.
Yeah, I don't know about him either. A lot of these leaders, I got doubts about. But yeah, it's really cool. I gotta say this though, it's really cool. You got these big entertainers coming to our city. Very cool. It does say a lot, you know. As, you know, when you these big artists, get big entertainers come here, that's a good thing.
I can't stand the Baltimore Arena. I don't care if it's how many name changes, whatever Royal Farms. Build a damn arena, for goodness sake. That's 30,000. It's outdated.
Outdated for the Maui. It's prehistoric.
No club seats.
Right.
No club boxes.
The steps are bad. People tripping. I see my share of people. I see quite a few people tripping on the steps. The bathrooms are bad. You know, they don't want to spend the money. I mean, there's places where you can build it, you know. And Vince McMahon even said,
"What he said, build it."
Yeah, Vince McMahon said he wants. You know, we need a new arena because he would love to bring big time pay per views here. He would love to.
Yeah. And what a dumb decision to destroy Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, and even the destroyer, they could have built an arena there.
Right.
A brand new spanking arena.
Why can't Baltimore Arena be like Madison Square Garden? Why?
Right.
They did upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. The seats are still out of, it's still.
Yeah, they're uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah,
bad views at sections where you can't see everything. You go to the Madison Square Garden, the Barclays Center. I was at the Barclays Center where the Nets play, where they have SummerSlam at this year in Brooklyn. There aren't any bad seats. The seats are comfortable.
Right.
You know?
Baltimore don't even have a Jumbotron.
Right. You know what? For wrestling, you know, wrestling and other sports, when you have a good, it pays off to have a good arena. I mean, they, you know, it costs money to build it, but you make it up.
Yeah, they have to make room for that, right? They have to cut some of the seats away because of the equipment from the Raw equipment.
Yeah.
Cut away a couple hundreds of seats.
Mm-hmm. And when you see about Raw coming on Baltimore, you don't hear how they share attendance. When you go to other cities like Philly, like they were in London this week, they said we got 15,000 people, we got 16,000 people, we have 14,000 people. When they come to Baltimore, they never say how many people they have.
Oh, the last one they had 8,000, but 8, they never 000. Sold out. For I think last year, then one time 6,000 in the 12,000 seat arena.
And how much is
1,000? And you were saying, huh?
How much of it? Okay, when I go to Raw, you know, they had to cut seats off, like you said. So you're thinking at 6,000 people, they probably cut off maybe what? 300 to 1,000 seats for the full equipment, maybe.
That.
You know, so that makes things small. So, like, man, they definitely need a new arena. Definitely. We need a new arena in Baltimore.
It's the city councilman.
Yeah.
Like, they just seem like they not sure about Port Covington. They still working out the kinks of that.
Yeah, they are. But Port Covington has a lot of potential, I say that. If they follow through and do it right, it'd be a great thing.
Half of this city is a dump.
It is.
Why can't it be upgraded?
It
Why can't it needs a makeover? But it's depressed to see and go around West Baltimore, half of West Baltimore look like a dump on Walt. Around Walbrook.
Yeah. Well, you got hot. But
junction,
some places, you're right.
Junk. Yeah.
You're right about some places about the city, though. There's some place, you know, like you said,
right.
A lot of places in the city needs to be, redone. But they're Hopkins and University of Maryland, those two hospitals, they built them those areas around them. They put new homes up. Johns Hopkins Bayview. They got new homes building up there. So it's coming slowly, but it's still a lot of work needs to be done. Like you said,
right.
I mean, a lot of it, the cities, it's just bad.
I don't want to see no Nightmare on Elm Street. houses look boarded up and like shacks.
Right. You get Romeo to donate some money and build the home. the city. He'll do it. But that's something we happening in the next rest of this year. You know, with wrestling, with the other city, with politics. It's gonna be an interesting year. I'm telling you, at the end of the year, this gonna be a lot is going to change by December 31st. A lot's going to change. For
I keep saying that Ring of Honor, right? I think Ring of Honor might have a good TV deal, a national TV deal.
Oh man!
I think it's Spike TV. Yeah, Spike TV away from it.
If they get that, if they get that, they will give businessman will be scared. He would have competition.
Of course. I mean, even though they're on their Sinclair broadcasting new channels, but with the RH TV, they syndicated, they average like 400 to 500,000 viewers. more than TNA. It does around the 280-some thousand on 300,000 viewers.
Wow.
And Lucha Underground right. Lucha Underground improved so far too with close to 2,000 viewers, 200,000.
They got renewed for a third season too.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio been a great acquisition of getting more viewers also. And the word also, they get more casuals watching that, and people that haven't seen wrestling be talking about it, haven't seen wrestling for years.
They've been on ESPN too. They know how to market their product.
Yeah.
They have good leadership.
But the El Rey is not in a lot of homes. I think what they in 20 or 30 million homes. I could see if they was in 80 million, like 70 or at least 70 to 80 million homes. It's going to take time, but they spend a lot of money on the product.
It's paying off, too.
Yeah, but they need some more revenue streams also. They need that another TV deal right there. They can brand it out for more viewers. They need that Univision deal. They're set right there. They'll be up there with Raw.
I thought they got the Univision deal. I mean, whoa. I thought they already had it.
Right. Univision deal, also, I forgot the TV deals in Mexico also, and they need. I think that would work.
Of course, you know, Donald Trump is suing Univision, right? Donald Trump, Univision, they're on bad terms. They were on good terms,
yeah.
And they suing them again.
Yeah.
Well, you know what is on?
Yeah.
Remember when Donald Trump was in WrestleMania? You know, him and Stone Cold did a little thing in the ring.
I remember that. Yeah.
How do you think Vince McMahon's gonna?
I'll go right ahead.
You think Vince McMahon's gonna contribute to Trump's campaign?
I think so.
They all friends.
Of course, yeah. They that's for over 30 years. The McMahons and the Trumps, yeah. They will support on many means.
It wasn't WrestleMania. I think WrestleMania 4 was in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
One of them, I think it was WrestleMania 4. One of those WrestleManias were. Who are your top five underrated wrestlers of all time? Underrated. Who should have been champions, but they never, like, were used right. Shawn Benjamin is on my list. Chris Kanyon. I had to pick those two. I will also have to say a little bit Charlie Haas, maybe. To a certain point, Charlie Haas.
Yeah.
Those three that come to my mind right now. So do you think WWE needs to bring back the lightweight championship, the cruiserweight?
Lightweight,
you think to bring it back?
Yeah. in which they are, they're bringing like the cruiserweight, you know, tournament right now going on at NXT. They working
mm-hmm.
with Evolve Company. They have the quarterfinalist rounds, and they're gonna have wrestlers all over the world also.
Wow.
It's a. I think they're gonna do a 6-month tournament. I think, or a 3-month tournament, 3 to 6 month. That's gonna be also
a
study
network. A 3 to 6 month tournament. Good grief! That's gonna be at least what, maybe what, 20 wrestlers?
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but you need a lot of wrestlers. That's for sure to pull that one for 3 months.
Yeah, they're going to use some of the ones that's already under NXT deals and ones from Evolve, yeah.
So,
oh, this is Sonny Yono, yeah. He's. I never knew that he was also a bodyguard for Prince.
Mm-hmm. He was?
Even Scott Norton, I think he was still for years also, on and off, a bodyguard for Prince. And he is from the Minnesota area.
I wonder if Prince was a wrestling fan coming from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had like Prince. Remember that group called the Time? Came from there, Morris Day. And then Apollonian Six and some other people. Wow, man, he had a lot of people around him. What's your favorite Prince song? You gotta pick a Prince favorite Prince song. What would it be?
1999.
That was. I'm gonna say When Doves Cry.
Yeah.
And then I would have to say let's see. I had a whole Purple Rain album. I had that. Had a soundtrack. The soundtrack was just good. It was a classic soundtrack.
Hold on. But right across from me is this lovely little lady.
Oh, man. They say he just had the flu. I never knew the flu would kill people. I mean, he was no spring chicken. He was 57. But a flu, wow, man. That's shocking. Cool. At the next Grammy Awards, they're gonna give a tribute. They're gonna say something about him. Next American Music Awards, they're gonna say something about him.
Right.
So what happened to the midgets wrestling? You don't see any midgets anymore. You don't see Hornswoggle at all. What happened to Hornswoggle?
You talking about Goldust?
No, Hornswoggle, the midget.
Oh, Hornswoggle. Ever since he was suspended from the wellness test, they haven't been using him ever since. For 2 years.
Oh,
I think
right.
Yeah.
Adam Rose got suspended recently, too.
Yep, him and Connor. Twice, second suspension.
They gone.
Yep. Might be gone before that. They doing one of those, spring cleaning, if I got right, after WrestleMania, yeah. They pushing for younger.
So when's Randy Orton coming back? Can you hear about Randy Orton?
You say Randy Orton?
Yeah, when is Randy Orton coming back?
I guess maybe 2 months away. He's not rushing it. Yeah, to be off from the injuries, yeah.
Because it's been over a year since Seth Rollins was gone, too.
Mm.
You know?
I think it's been, what, eight? It's been, like, ever since SummerSlam, somewhere around there, like, it's been 8 months.
Oh, okay. Now, once those two get back, things are really going to heat up. You know Seth Rollins is going to be a babyface now.
Right.
When he comes back.
Wow.
You know, he's going to become a babyface.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Randy Orton's going to be a babyface or not. I think he's, I don't know how what he's going to do with Randy.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, we definitely be back on Sunday with our guest. So, Fia Ortiz, a women's wrestler from the Bronx Wrestling Federation. She'll be on to talk about her experience and to call out a couple of these haters that have been bashing her and a few others. Definitely this Sunday at 8 o'clock.
All right, until Sunday, always a pleasure.
Yes,
take care, wrestling
definitely.
Fans. Take care, Wayne.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips. And Romeo, I guess he's knocked out of it. And this is Wayne Benitez on behalf signing off. Later.